You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, so all this week, we're going to be giving away a ton of stuff here on Late Hits. And I just saw my man, Brad Gilmore, out in the hallway. Brad Gilmore, the two-time Hall of Famer, Booker T, and the Hall of Fame coming up at 9 o'clock. And they have a show you absolutely must listen to. Major, major surprise. You do not want to miss it. It's that kind of surprise. It's the kind of surprise where you're going to like literally drop whatever you're doing. Holy bleep. That's what's going on tonight on the Hall of Fame at 9 o'clock. So do not be late. Some appointment radio with Booker T, Brad Gilmore, and the Hall of Fame. Man, Jerk Bo. My man Mikey Heads on the other side of the glass holding it down here on Late Hits.
Hectic hour last one.
Hectic hour. You know what? As soon as we can get John to clear out all these phone calls, we'll give away more stuff. So for tonight, guys, hit us on the text line. 713-780-3776 on the text line. Hit us on Twitter, at PCreighton1, at MikeHDZ92, at ESPN975. Hit us online, because our phone lines are jammed with all the giveaways we got going on tonight. In fact, let's see. Mikey, how many pairs of tickets have we given away for Sportify?
We've given away four.
We've given away four?
Four.
All right. I got 10 more pair to give away tonight for the Sportify Expo at the George R. Brown Center. You can meet Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and more. We've got 10 more pairs of tickets to give away for that. I've got 8 more family six-packs for the Arabia Shrine Circus Legends Night. Thursday, the 25th, the Fort Bend Fairgrounds in Rosenberg. So we've got a lot of stuff to give away tonight. So we're going to keep the phone lines clear so you guys can get free stuff from us, because we love that you guys have made us the number one sports station in the city. What is this now? Almost 18 months? It's about a year and a half that we have been the number one sports station in the city, and that's because of you. You guys spending your time with us, and we all really appreciate it. We're happy to have you with us, and we want to give you back by giving you some free stuff, because who doesn't like free stuff? If it's free, it's for me, unless it's herpes that you can keep. Otherwise, we good. So Rockets will look for game two tonight against the Jazz. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, if you're the Jazz, what do you do to stop the Rockets? Because, you know, letting James Harden have the rack, it didn't work so well. Leaving the corner three uncovered, it didn't work so well. But realistically, you know, what do they do? If the Rockets are hitting shots, they can't be beat. I don't care who they're playing. If the three ball falls for the Rockets, they win. It's only the nights when the three ball doesn't fall that the Rockets find themselves in trouble. And for everybody who was on the, oh, we don't even need to play the games, just give the trophy to Golden State, wow. They might be having a little bit of a problema. Because Boogie Cousins is done. Torn quad. Non-contact injury. Those are the worst. Non-contact injury for Boogie Cousins. Torn quad a year after non-contact injury ruptured Achilles. Guess who's going to be signing for $5 million again next year? no Boogie Cousins does change things for Rockets Warriors. Because we have seen, you know, the only game that the Warriors beat the Rockets this year, Boogie played like a madman. And if that's what it takes for them to beat the Rockets, is they need Boogie Cousins to just, you know, go ham and dominate the paint. Well, now they have nobody to do that. That makes the Warriors far more vulnerable because their front line is you know, not very impressive if there's no Boogie. You know, all of a sudden, playing the Warriors in round two is not looking as bad. Look, don't make a mistake. It's going to be seven games of fury. This is still essentially now the same Warriors team that the Rockets had a 3-2 lead on before Chris Paul's hamstring said yield. The Rockets still need to stay healthy. The Rockets still need Chris Paul, still need Clint Capella, still need Eric Gordon, still need, of course, James Harden. But the Jazz just, now understand, the Jazz only finished three games worse than the Rockets. But that doesn't necessarily tell the whole story because you remember the Rockets got off 11-14 and they finished the season 24-8. Nobody else in the West finished the season 24-8. The Jazz, while they had a very good season, the Jazz didn't have that kind of finish. It just didn't go down. Nobody did. You know, and for them, you know, what are the Jazz? I don't think the Jazz have enough firepower to really stay with the Rockets all postseason. For this whole season. They don't have enough guns. You know, and while the Jazz had a very strong January, February was, they played pretty well in March. You know, they had nine losses from February 1st on. It's pretty good. They lost two of their last three. They had a crazy overtime game against the Clippers. And they lost to the Lakers. They lost to the Hawks. They lost to the Grizzlies. They lost to the Pellies. Even though they had a pretty good stretch through February, they, you know, the teams they beat, Phoenix, Charlotte, Washington, the Lakers, Phoenix, the Bulls, the Knicks, the Bullets, the Nets, the T-Wolves, Phoenix. They beat a bunch of crap teams. Lost to OKC, lost to Memphis, beat the Pellies, lost to the Pellies. Beat Dallas, lost to OKC, lost to Golden State, beat Phoenix, got destroyed by the Rockets. 125-98 counts as destruction. You know, and that was in February. You know, and then we get into the postseason, 122-90. That's a beatdown. It was by 32 freaking points. I don't care if, well, at one point it was like 5 points in the third quarter. And then what? So I don't have any faith in the Jazz pushing this series really more than five games. I really don't. Rockets are going to handle business. Now, the Warriors, who blew a playoff record 31-point fourth quarter lead and lost their perennial all-star center in Boogie Cousins, they might have their hands full with a very feisty Clippers team. All right. Coming up next, everybody grab your paper towels because the Texans schedule is out officially. It's not a leak. It's official. It's actually been official for over an hour, but it's really not that important. But I know for some of you it is, so get your paper towels. You know why. And we'll take a look at the Texans schedule coming back. But before we go, first three callers, 713-780-3776, get a pair of tickets to the Sportify Expo. It's the largest sports fan expo in Houston at the George R. Brown Center, April 27th to 28th. Send in you and a guest. Take photos. Get autographs from some of the top Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, other pros and legends. What did we say? Top how many? Four? Three? Top three callers? Top three callers. 713-780-3776. Get a pair of tickets to the Sportify Expo. Check them out. Sportify Expo. .com. Let it.
You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, so we've been giving away tons of stuff today. Mikey, are we clear? Can we give the people more free stuff? All right, first four callers, 713-780-3776. First four callers get a family six-pack for the Arabia Shrine Circus benefiting the Shriners Children's Hospital. Legends Night with former NFL players, Thursday, April 25th, 7 o'clock, Fort Bend County Fairgrounds in Rosenberg. First four callers get a family six-pack to go see the circus, the real circus. You know, the ones with elephants and tigers and clowns and, you know, stuff that we actually associate with a circus. Not, you know, what usually goes on in the New York Mets front office. You know, not that kind of circus. All right, so today is the day the Texans' schedule is officially announced. Their preseason games will be August 8th at Lambeau. That's a Thursday. So Thursday night in Lambeau, August 8th. Saturday night, August 17th, home against the Lions. Saturday night, August 24th in Dallas. Thursday night, August 29th, against the Rams. Now, this is stupid to me. Why are you playing two preseason games 5 days apart? What is the point of that? Not that you're regularly going to play, your first-team offense or defense more than a series or two. But essentially, With it being a short week like that, if I'm O'Brien, I'm not playing anybody that I know is making the team. Why am I risking guys in a preseason game on a short week? That makes no sense. It would be nothing but twos, threes, and wannabes. And I might even hold out some of the twos if I really need them. If they're important twos, I might not play them either. So from August 29th, the last preseason game, to the start of the season, the Texans will start the season Monday Night Football, September 9th. So it's 9 days in between that last preseason game and the start of the season. So the starters should probably get plenty. They should be plenty rested and ready to go. So 6-10 start. On ESPN, Texans open the season on Monday Night Football in New Orleans. Not as bad as you think, because New Orleans defense always sucks week one. If you play in a knockout pool and you've ever taken the Saints week one, you know you've cursed them. because they lose games week one. They've got no business losing. They do this all the time. I mean, last year they gave up, what, 400? How many yards to Ryan Fitzpatrick? They lost to the Bucs. They should have kicked Tampa's ass. New Orleans is never ready to start the season. Then they'll play week two home against the Jags. Week three in L.A. against the Chargers, which, hey, that could be a home game for the Texans because, let's face it, the StubHub Center where the Chargers play always winds up being 90% the other team's fans. So if you're looking to go to a road game this year, week three in L.A., I mean, that's the time to go. That's the road game to hit because those tickets will be cheap. And it's a lot cheaper to get to L.A. than it is to, you know, jump the pond. We'll get into that in a minute. They'll get back-to-back home games week four and five against Carolina and against Atlanta. Then back-to-back road games in Kansas City at Indy. Home against the Raiders, week eight. Week nine in London for the first time in franchise history against the Jags. It's an 8:30 a.m. start. Now, I saw, I think it was Cody Stutes who tweeted out earlier, tickets to fly to London, about $1,200. Do yourself a favor. Save your $1,200 and use it when you want to go see the Astros in the World Series. Texans in London, and the Jaguars, you know, with the amount of rain that they get in London, there's a very good chance that could be a slop fest crap game. Save your $1,200 and use it to go travel to follow the Astros in the World Series. You will get much more bang for your buck. After they go to London, they hit the bye. So week 10 bye, then week 11 on the road in Baltimore. And then they've got a very short week because it's Thursday night football at home against the Colts. And that is a short turnaround. So they've got, you know, basically a game four. You got the Ravens and the Colts in 4 days. So forget practice. You have 4 days. Then they'll have the long week when they welcome in the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. And the following week, they're home against the Broncos. They have three straight home games. Colts Thursday night football, Patriots Sunday night football, Broncos. Then they're in Tennessee. Then they are a potential flex game against Tampa Bay. They haven't decided if it's going to be the 21st or 22nd. And they end the season the 29th of December home against Tennessee. The flex games, actually they've got a few flex games. Game against Kansas City is a flex game. Game against the Colts in Indy is a flex game. In Baltimore is a flex game. In Tennessee, in Tampa. These are all flex games. But the Tampa game doesn't even have a date set yet. I'll tell you what. There's a three-game homestand, and then there's the one where they have back-to-back home games, and they got three home games in a row. They're going to go to London for the first time ever. But I'll tell you what, they have some really tough stretches of season. Chargers, Panthers, Falcons, Chiefs, Colts. Weeks 3-7. That is five tough games in a row against legitimate playoff teams. When they come back after the bye week, Ravens, Colts, Pats. And two of those games in 4 days. That's not going to be an easy gauntlet to run. Not a believer in the Broncos. Not a believer in the Titans, although, you know, the Titans will probably play them tight. I'm interested to see what Tampa Bay is this year. You know, can they finally get that offense together? Now they got the new coach, you know, one that actually knows how to coach offense. You know, and they'll play the Titans 2 times in 3 weeks. So, I mean, look, the familiarity breeds contempt, but it also breeds, you know, the fact that they're going to know what the hell you're running. So, I never understand why they play, why 17 weeks and you can't spread out the two Titans games over more than 3 weeks. And the people who make these schedules sometimes, I really wonder, you know, what the hell are they doing? So that is your Texans schedule. They've got 4 primetime games. Yeah, Monday night to open the season. Thursday night against Indy. Sunday night against the Pats. And they got the London game. So it's 4 times where they're the only team going. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with what they do with that Tampa game, week 16. You know, can Bruce Arians get Jameis Winston figured out? Because if Bruce Arians can't get him figured out, nobody's getting him figured out. All right, we did the circus tickets at the top of the segment, right? Okay, how many tickets have we given away for Sportify? 6? All right, first 4 callers at 713-780-3776 are getting a pair of tickets to the Sportify Expo. It's the largest sport fan expo in Houston, George R. Brown Center, the 27th and 28th of April. You and a friend or a family member or a child or whomever will take pictures, get autographs and more from some Astros, Texans, UFC fighters and more. 713-780-3776. First 4 callers. Get a pair of tickets for the event. Check it out, sportifyexpo.com. Late hits.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
Hey, is it wrong if fans talk smack on other fans? Mike, is it wrong if our listeners talk smack on each other? Is that wrong?
Of course not. Why would it be?
Is it wrong if a male listener talks smack on a female listener?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
All's good and love war and sports.
Of course.
Okay. Dre is talking some smack on Swan. You know, because I said, you know, you might need some paper towels because I'm going to go through the Texans schedule. And he said, I don't think she needs a tissue towel to hear it. What do you think she does need, though? That's not right. It's not right. It's kind of funny, but it's not right. All right, so I got 4 more family packs for the circus. Here's the thing. One of these 4 family packs, you know, the 6 packs, actually has 8. So, if you would like the 8-pack, make sure you're the first person to call in and tell John, our intern, you want the 8-pack. I've got 1 8-pack and 3 family 6-packs for the Arabia Shrine Circus Thursday, April 25th, 7 o'clock, Fort Bend County Fairgrounds, Legends Night with the former NFL players who will all get introduced by some guy whose voice sounds a lot like mine. It's Thursday, April 25th. First 4 callers get the tickets. The first one to ask for the 8-pack gets the 8-pack. four. First four callers. So first four callers, we got 3 6-packs and 1 8-pack. If you want the 8-pack, you got to ask for it. In fact, what I should probably tell them to do is tell John that he's very handsome, and that means you get the 8-pack. If you tell John he's very handsome, you get the 8-pack. And that'll be how we handle that. So Rockets about to get started. Astros started top of the hour. Booker T, Brad Gilmore on the Hall of Fame right here on ESPN 97.5, top of the hour. They have an incredible show. They are going to have a phenomenal surprise. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to spoil their surprise, but I guarantee you, if you aren't listening, you're going to be mad at yourself that you didn't listen, because it's that kind of awesome surprise. So make sure you keep it here with ESPN 97.5 and the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at the top of the hour. Now, I know that apparently there was another station in town. I know it drives Lamont crazy when I don't say the name of the other station, but screw them. Okay, I know there's another station in town that is supposedly having a roundtable discussion over the Texans' schedule release. Listen, I'm all about free food and drink, but, you know, what the hell are you really going to talk about? You don't even know who's going to be on the team. Do we know who the left tackle is going to be? Do we know who the right tackle is going to be? How many times can we discuss who the left tackle and right tackle are going to be before the draft even takes place? How many times can we discuss it? How many times can we talk about, well, who's going to play corner? Who's going to be the backup running back? Are they going to be able to block? I mean, it's the same damn storyline over and over again. You want to, like, mash yourself in the face talking about the same crap all the time. And I know in sports radio there's a lot of repetition and whatnot, but to be honest with you, I could, you know, trying to sit there and go through the schedule and go, well, that's a win. That might be a loss. That could be a win. That could be a... Every game could be a win or a loss. Flip the coin. 8-8. There you go. Can never go wrong with 8-8.
Or 9-7.
Or 9-7. Yeah, they're good at 9-7. They were good at 6-10 once. They also managed to go 11-5.
2-14?
I mean, it's Bill O'Brien's sixth year with the team. And it's probably fair to say they have not exactly developed a lot of players. And the one player they probably developed the most was A.J. Boye. And, of course, they let him walk. So, Texans' schedule is out. Realistically, it's, like I said, it's a matter of what road games do you want to travel to? The Chargers game week 3, that's the one that sticks out the most as game to travel to. Number one, it's in L.A. You can never go wrong traveling to L.A. Number two, Chargers games are 90% other teams' fans. So I would expect week 3 at the StubHub Center in L.A., I would expect a heavy, heavy dosage, okay, of Steel Blue and Battle Red. Although I did see the Chargers for their home games are going back to the Powder Blues. That is one of the best jerseys in the NFL. The Powder Blues are one of the best jerseys. I love those jerseys. It's not going to help them, you know, in the stands where there'll be no Powder Blues. The only Powder Blues you're going to see in the stands are going to be Houston Oilers. How many Earl Campbell jerseys you're going to see? I think there'll be a good contingent of people who go to Indy. They'll try to go to Indy. And we'll probably see a decent amount of people who go, you know, for the Jags. The Jags have a very good fan base in London because they play there every year. But they stink. They gave Nick Foles a lot of money. And he'll be better than Blake Bortles, but he's not going to be world beater quarterback playing on that team. So I would think we'll see some Texans fans in London. But like I said, if it's $1,200 to fly there and you lose on the exchange rate because there is no currency more valuable than the British pound. So you're paying, what, 175 to 1? You'll lose it on the exchange rate hard when you go to London. I said save that money for the Astros World Series. And yes, they'll be in the World Series. Tampa's probably not a bad day to go either, because going to Tampa right before Christmas, weather will be nice. Not that it's not nice here, because it is, but go to Tampa, the weather will be nice. They should beat the Bucs. I mean, the Bucs aren't that good. If Bruce Arians can figure out Jameis Winston, maybe the Bucs are really good. I don't know that there is figuring out Jameis Winston. I think he's just a guy who's got a lot of physical talent and has kind of a dunderhead. And he'll probably do something stupid to get himself in the doghouse. Arians isn't going to put up with all his nonsense. So the Texans schedule is released. You don't have to, you know, oh, where is it? Where did it go? Who leaked what? Is it really real? No, it's official. This is the real schedule. How many of you will travel to Lambeau or to Jerry World in the preseason? See, week three at Jerry World, you should get the starters for at least a half. Maybe even into the third quarter. In Lambeau, it's week one. You probably won't get the starters from more than a quarter, but you get to go to Lambeau. And you get to go to Lambeau at a time when it's not, you know, freezing cold. The whole, you know, you remember the old NFL films? The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Yeah, that's all great and nice and storyline. But when you're sitting there freezing your ass off and you've got to put towels down on your seat so your ass doesn't get stuck to the seat, there's nothing fun about that. Cold, wind, rain, wet, snow, rain. No, no, no. I'll watch it on TV. You're not a hardcore fan. If you want to go stand out there in, like, you know, 4-degree weather, wind, rain, and cold, you're not a hardcore fan. You're an idiot. Because you know who's getting pneumonia? You. You know what's good about pneumonia? Nothing. Yeah. Nah, pass. Hard pass. Okay. We've done 11 Sportifies. Okay, three more. Final three of the night. Three pairs, callers 1, 2, 3. Get a pair of tickets to go to the Sportify Expo, the largest sports fan expo in Houston, at the George R. Brown Center, April 27th and 28th. You and a guest take photos, get autographs from Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and more. First three callers. So, Mike, you got to clear the lines. First three callers, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. First three callers get a pair of tickets to the Sportify Expo. As we get into the home stretch, that is the Ask Me Anything portion of the program. And the phone lines will be open. So, for the first time tonight, you can actually get in because we are... After this Sportify here, these first three callers, we have given away all the stuff that we're giving away tonight, but we'll be giving away more tomorrow. Home stretch, Ask Me Anything, phone lines open, next.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
Home stretch, Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. This is the Ask Me Anything portion of the program. Coming up top of the hour, Booker T, Brad Gilmore, Hall of Fame, and one huge surprise. You don't want to miss it. Huge. In every way possible, huge surprise. All right, Celtics beat the Pacers 99-91. They're up 2-0 in that dreadful series. Just under 2 minutes to go in the third. Milwaukee 85-74 over the Pistons, who are once again playing without Blake Griffin, who once again has gotten a technical foul while not playing. Blake Griffin has been called for a T on the bench two straight games now. Might want to tell him to get his ass in the locker room. Obviously not helping. And we are not quite 4 minutes in at Toyota Center, and the Rockets with a 12-4 lead. Eric Gordon has the hot hand early. He's got 8. So the Rockets' fast start has already led to a Jazz TO. Gordon is perfect 3-for-3 from the floor. So in less than 4 minutes, they're up 12-4 over the Jazz. I don't think this series goes more than 5 games. And the Jazz will find a way to get 1 game at home, and then the Rockets will come back here for Game 5 and put the spanky on them, and it's that. I have no doubt about that. That's going to be nice and quick. All right, on the text line, Astros 110 wins. That's asking a little too much. But 104 to 108 is possible. The Astros are that good. If they don't suffer, you know, a bunch of injuries all at the same time, I think they win at least 104 games. I would think 105 is probably a good number. And it's a really high number, but I would not be surprised if 105 winds up being the number for the Astros this year. You know, the Angels aren't any good. They'll probably be under 500. The Rangers stink. The A's are going to fall back. You know, they won 97 games last year. They're not winning 97 games this year. And like I said, Seattle's 13-2 was a total mirage, and they're probably going to be about a 500 team, probably less than a 500 team. I would actually say peg the Mariners for about 74 wins. They start getting injuries, and it's going to get ugly because they don't have the guys on the bench or in the minors to get things there. On the text line, so that AM station is having a roundtable discussion. More like a circle rhymes with smirk. Maybe. They got a bunch of people that are happy to get free food and drinks. Again, how much can you really talk about, you know, the schedule in April before the draft? How much can you really talk about where you're not just repeating yourself ad nauseum? And doesn't that like drive you crazy, like when your kids make you repeat yourself over and over again? Why would you deliberately put yourself in that situation? Oh, I'm going to make it say this thing over and over and over again. Why? Because I'm stupid. All right, on the text line, somebody said, have you seen people are putting Peeps on pizza? I say throw them in jail. What do you say? Well, throwing them in jail is probably far too light a punishment. What we should really do is tie them to a chair, get out a power drill, and drill plastic screws through each of their fingernails, and then through each of their toenails. Then, and plastic screws because they're duller, and you know it's interesting to use plastic screws instead of steel ones. Then drive them into the ankle joint. Then drive them into the back of the knees. Then into the labrum of the hips. The wrists, the elbows, shoulders. All the way around the neck like a necklace. And then right down the spine. Then what we want to do is we want to run like a string through all of them so that we've connected all of those screws. Make sure that string is pulled really tightly. And then strum it like a guitar and watch them squirm. I think that's an acceptable punishment for people who want to put Peeps, easily the worst Easter candy ever invented, on a pizza. That's disgusting. Put some marshmallows on pizza, especially sugary coated marshmallows on a pizza. Whoever thought of that, yeah, let's tie that string together and start clinging it up. Okay, Rockets are up 27-11 with over 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. James Harden has 11. This is a game that might get very ugly for Utah very quickly. All of us here in Houston will revel in the joy of victory. He's Mike Hernandez. I'm Patrick Creighton. Booker T. Brad Gilmore. And a massive surprise are coming up next with the Hall of Fame, brother.